My own mother has deceived me.
Okay. What a way to start.
It's 99.7 DJX. Who on the show is most normal, in your humble opinion?
I feel as though that's obvious.
My mom rolls in and says, Kelly is the most normal.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy.
Mm.
She knows.
So this all comes up because we're just kind of like campfire chats, you know, yesterday in the building there. And, you know, we're just having a good time eating some of the leftover Reese's peanut butter cups. And
you're welcome.
Yeah. And, you know, just kind of chatting. If you just tuned in to this show for the very first time and you didn't know Kelly, you didn't know me from anyone else, how weird it must be to hear us talking about the stuff we talk about.
Sure, but I feel like it's strange enough that you're hanging out for a while to investigate. For research purposes.
For research purposes, maybe. And then just kind of the thought, like, who do you think would sound like the most normal on the show? And without hesitation, everyone I was talking to said you.
Of course. Of course they did. Of course they did. And I feel like that's obvious.
I am deeply offensed.
Are you triggered?
And I will never forget this moment.
Do you need a safe space? Do you need a hug? What's all? Poor Benji. But you know what? That means that you're perfectly suited to your chosen career path, doesn't it?
Okay, already the text line can ST blank you.
What? Okay. You mean Swifty Kim? Now listen, Swifty Kim saying I wouldn't call either of y'all normal.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to choose, I guess I'd say Kelly. Ben is a total weirdo. She says that with love
and smooches. Thank you. Appreciate
and skull
that.
Emojis.
Trina rolls in, Kelly, a 1,000,000%.
Right, yes, 1,000%, yes, sure. Yeah, we all know that. Yeah.
See, to me, I feel like that makes you boring.
Oh, normal equals boring in your mind. I got it.
Because
it's a defense mechanism. I got it.
How many times on this show have we said if this show was normal, it'd be boring and you wouldn't listen and Kelly and I would be houseless?
100%. If it was just the Kelly show, hashtag boring. Yes. That's why we need the wild and crazy and slightly off-kilter Ben Davis. Of course. You need the yin and the yang together.
Okay.
That's why it works, friends. That's why it works.
Okay. All right. But my own mother, who birthed a 9-pound, 14-ounce Ben.
Sure. Which is probably why she still has feelings.
Right. She has
that.
Feelings
she,
and
she
regrets.
She might be holding a little grudge.
Jenny says normal is a setting under dryer. Yes,
yeah.
That is true.
That is true.
Mallory says if you think Ben is normal, you're not normal. Is that a compliment? I don't know.
I think so. Let's just take that as a compliment. Just take that as a compliment. Listen, Benji, what they're all saying is your abnormalities, your
my abnormalities.
your
my abnormalities.
Your quirks, they're celebrated.
My abnormalities.
Part of the fuel that keeps this little train chugging single day. Listen,
so if
you go to the kitchenette and you look at that shelf above the sink and you look at that majestic Marconi award that we just won.
Oh, yeah.
That is in large part to your weird quirkiness that is just
let's not
made
let's
this
not
magical.
No, let's not put this on my shoulders. There's a lot of people who contribute to that, but
sure. But you're a big part of the fabric of what makes
now listen honestly I didn't bring this up to get some sort of pity compliments thrown my way.
Kelly says, yeah, but Kelly likes wieners. Okay, all right, fine.
I
do have a library of buttons.
I love wieners. I love wieners.
Right.
I love wieners.
No, we don't. You don't have to go down this wormhole.
No, we don't.
Of the weird things I have said on the show. We don't need that.
Okay. So anyways, I just thought it'd be interesting to hear from you who might be listening, who, if you're listening for the very first time, who you would consider the most normal on this show.
Listen, Sparky, don't ask questions you're not prepared to hear the answer to.
And obviously, my fragile emotional state can't handle anything being thrown at me.
I don't know why you thought anyone, even your own mother, would choose
I don't
you.
Know.
She
I don't
knows
know.
You better than anyone.
I think you're abnormal, Kelly.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right. I'll take that. I'll take it. Fine. Whatever. I do have an obnoxious laugh.
Yeah, it's see? Christian kicks. Says no one normal calls anyone Sparky. See? There it is. All right. Anyways, we can be done with this. We can be done. Anyway, I want to forget this segment even existed.
You're
all right.
Having rag grits.
I want to forget I even brought this up. Wipe it from your memory. This is what you get.
Listen, Jessica's been a long time listener. She's going with, yes, I'm the normal one. But Ben, she loves you. Don't take offense.
Again,
it's part of why they love you.
I don't need the pity. So thank you. Appreciate it. That's great.
It's condescending pats on the head, maybe?
Yes, that's exactly okay. What I don't need. I don't need that right now. All right. We can just be done with this. That's fine.
Thank you, Kathy. Oh, Ben's mom. Yeah. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
She knows. She knows. She knows. Do you want to remind everybody how you went through a half a semester of pre-med?
Yeah. Who's not normal now?
By the way, Trina says, we don't want boring Ben. That'd be boring to listen to. Ben, celebrate your quirks. Okay, celebrate your abnormalities.
We could be done with this.
You brought it up.
I know. I thought it was going to be a quick segment. And it obviously wasn't.